This is A to Z. An Introduction to Islamic Lifestyle. Today's lesson, what is ethical fasting? Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, in the name of Allah, the most beneficent, the most merciful. Dear brothers and sisters, assalamu alaikum. Peace and blessings of Allah be upon you all. This is A to Z, coming to you from IRIB English Radio, and I'm your host, Ali. A lady, while fasting, was swearing at her maid in the presence of the Prophet of Allah, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The Prophet offered her some food to eat. This lady, who was swearing and cursing at her servant, Prophet offered her food to eat. She said, "I am fasting, O Messenger of Allah." The Prophet replied, "How are you fasting and you swear at your maid?" Meaning thereby, the two don't reconcile. Then the Prophet continues, he says, fasting is not only from food and drink. Indeed, God made it that way so that food and drink are used as a veil against other sins, verbal and action. How few are fasting and how many are just hungry? See, brothers and sisters, it goes back to this higher level of fasting where you realize, acknowledge, and understand the essence of fasting. It is not just a few rituals, and it is not just, you know, staying hungry and thirsty. It's way more than that. Many of these ethical vices that, unfortunately, many of us carry, these vices, they are result in us losing the real essence of the month of Ramadan. And at the end of the day, we stay hungry and thirsty, but we do not enable ourselves to reap all those benefits. So for instance, if you're getting mad at your, servants or somebody who's trying to help you at home or at the office or, you know, outside, in essence, you have lost the philosophy of fasting. Welcome back to your listeners. Today we are discussing the ethical fasting, which is a level higher than the jurisprudential fasting. We should be always, always, always trying to get to this next level of fasting. Right? Ethical fasting is observed by those who are serious about their morals, ethics, and etiquettes. You know, the spiritual development, it has a prerequisite, which is the ethical and moral perfection. Now, let me ask you this question. Would backbiting invalidate one's fast? Well, if you look at the jurisprudential fasting, no. One could be fasting in the apparent meaning of fasting, and still be backbiting others, right? In terms of fiqh and in terms of jurisprudence, your fast is not invalid if you're backbiting while you are keeping a fast. Similarly, would lying invalidate one's fast? Would not helping the oppressed break one's fast? Would supporting the oppressor break one's fast? Would envy, jealousy, showing off, hasad, riyah, ghibah invalidate one's fast? Well, the answer to all these questions is no. All of these vices, collectively, even if they're performed collectively, they won't invalidate the fast of a faster. But performing these deeds, or not performing the required deeds like helping the oppressed, it would invalidate your fast in essence, which means, in jurisprudential sense, you will be fasting. But in reality, in essence, your fast is not giving you any benefit, right? The faster would be ultra careful regarding these vices and diseases of the soul in the month of Ramadan, somebody who has excelled to this level. And this is what we pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to give us the tawfiq and enable us to have the at least the fast of which we called it the ethical fasting. Dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, thank you very much for staying with us till the end of today's episode of A to Z. Don't forget to log on to our website at parstoday.com, Call of Islam page. We leave you all in the care of Allah. Till next time, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.